It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Terence Creamer, editor of Engineering News and a contributing editor at Mining Weekly. Very good morning to you, Terence. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on AM Live. First off, power-intensive companies in South Africa, they are expressing concerns over the current tariff trajectory. Tell us about their concerns.
Yes, the energy-intensive user group, which is made up of South Africa's largest mining and industrial companies, has done some work on what they call the power price path in South Africa. And they are raising the alarm bell that we actually could be approaching an affordability tipping point, because these companies and a lot of the companies in South Africa use a lot of power to produce the value added that we eventually export. And they're saying that, you know, if we have another, we've already got 25 times three in terms of tariff increases between 2010 and 2013. And if we have another round of similar type increases, our tariffs could rise to above 100 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, that's quite a big threshold point, because we've come from about 25 cents a kilowatt hour in 2008. We're now currently at an average price, a real price of 50 cents a kilowatt hour. So you can see we've already surged quite a lot. And they're saying that this could impede businesses that rely on electricity, smelters, furnaces. We've had some already closed. And we're looking at the next round and whether the next round is going to allow Eskom to have similar type of increases. And I think that is their target. They're trying to lobby NERSA to look at ways to moderate the price path going forward so that we can keep it down at around the 80 cents level, which they said should be sufficient for Eskom to sustain its credit rating, but it would be affordable for power-intensive industries to continue in South Africa. So it's a crucial phase we're entering into. We're going to have Eskom probably making their submission to NERSA early next year for the next multi-year price determination period running from 2013 to 2016. And I think a lot of attention is going to be given to it.
Now, they obviously concerned that it could have devastating consequences for the companies that use a lot of power. But obviously, at the end of the day, that would have some kind of impact, not only on the companies, but also on employees and ordinary South Africans as well.
That's correct. You know, our new growth path and industrial policy action plan specifically say that we would like to add more value to our mineral exports. And that is one of the areas that is very dependent on competitively priced electricity.
All right. Now, power prices aside, there have been some developments on the beneficiation policy front this week.
Yes. For many years, we've been talking about mineral beneficiating, wanting to add more value to our valuable resources in the ground before they are exported to the rest of the world. And Cabinet earlier this year sort of approved the framework for minerals beneficiation. And we have also a policy backing, as I mentioned earlier, the new growth path and the industrial policy action plan. But we're now looking at the legislative backing that would be necessary to really help upscale minerals beneficiation. And that would come in the form of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, or the MPRDA amendments that are being considered at the moment. Now, a range of amendments are being considered, but one of them is the alignment of the MPRDA with this framework on minerals beneficiation, which still has to be canvassed with industry. So there's going to be a period of consultation that will take place between now and November, and we should have a framework by November. But talking in Perth, Australia this week, the former DG, Sandile Ngqinga, raised that we need to find a way of adding value in an orderly way. And he also indicated that the amendments would help that, in the sense that it could make sure that sufficient feedstock is available for this minerals beneficiation activity to take place. He also emphasized that it wouldn't just be the capital intensive minerals beneficiation of our past, but they're looking at this sort of labor absorptive side of mineral beneficiation right through the value chains. So they have quite big aspirations, or South Africa has quite big aspirations around that. We've got the policy backing. We're now looking at the legislative framework for it. But as I said earlier, it's going to also depend on investor appetite, the power prices that are going to be charged in South Africa, and ultimately possibly also how competitive our exchange rate is.
All right, now moving on. We spoke last week about developments with regards to renewable energy, and you were telling me just before that there have been some developments there.
Yes, this week the Department of Energy had a briefing on the tender that was put out on the 3rd of August this year for the first 3,725 megawatts of renewable energy capacity, which they want added between 2012 and 2016. And they said a total of 400 individuals and companies had actually paid the 15,000 Rand to get access to the tender documentation. And of those, they estimate about 270 of those applicants would be potential independent power producer bidders, so people that would actually build the onshore wind farms, the solar powers, both photovoltaic and concentrated solar power plants, as well as landfill gas, biomass. You know, these are all new areas for us, as well as many hydro projects in South Africa over the next few years. And they are quite happy with that response, because there was some disquiet about the move from the renewable energy feed-in tariffs towards a competitive bidding process and whether there would still be an appetite. This shows that there probably still is an appetite for renewable energy investors in South Africa. And they'll have a bidders conference in the middle of September, the 14th of September at Gallagher Estate. And there'll also be a time then to submit their bids before November the 4th. And then the way the process will work is preferred bidders will be selected. Those bidders will then enter into commercial discussions, and they'll need to get a power purchase agreement from Eskom. They'll need to get grid connectivity agreements. But they'll also need to sign an implementation agreement on a whole lot of socio-economic spin-offs that government is seeking, from job creation through to community development through to raising the level of skill in South Africa. But it is exciting, because it's about 10 to 12 billion rands worth of investment that we can see over the next few years, and much of that will be in the form of much-needed foreign direct investment. Mm.
Well, we'll leave it there on that positive note, and obviously we will follow up with regards to that conference to be held on the 14th of September. Thank you so much for joining us, Terence. Terence Creamer is editor of Engineering News and a contributing editor at Mining Weekly. Martin Creamer will be back at the Coalface at the same time again next Friday.